Right now, I want to welcome into Sportsline, our pleasure, to have UW-Green Bay men's basketball coach Link Darner along with us. Link, how are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. What a run we just had.
It is amazing, Coach, and congratulations from us, from our listeners out there, and all of that. How did you celebrate?
Our guys got to do a little dancing on the floor after the game, and we celebrated with the pep band that we hired there, and what a great job they did for us for all four games. And then we just went back to the hotel, and our guys had a little celebration, got them some wings. They like wings. We kind of changed things and let them eat wings. They didn't get to eat them in the past, and we got some wings, and then we got on the bus to drive home this morning, and we're en route right now, getting back to Green Bay here in hopefully the next hour.
Visiting Link Darner, Fighting Phoenix men's basketball coach, taking out Wright State last night and advancing after a big win over Valparaiso to the NCAA tournament.
Coach, it's been like 2 years since you lost the tournament game coming off a national championship last year. I got to ask, just have you forgotten what it even feels like to lose a tournament game at this point?
No, I still remember the loss that we had. We're just, you know, it's just a great run right now. Been very, very lucky. Ball's got to bounce your way the right way to win tournament games, and it's done that. And I give our guys here a lot of credit to win four games in 4 days and to do it the way we did it. Have to, you know, come through some adversity in that Valpo game, giving up that basket to Peters there at the end of the game. And, you know, we just wanted to play five more minutes. That's why we did that. We didn't want to end the game then. We like to keep everybody on their toes and keep everybody tuned into the game. And, you know, they made a great play, and Jordan just missed the ball. I think he just maybe timed it a little bit wrong. And they made a great play and made a layup. But the great thing is, you know, our guys didn't bat an eye. I was a little bit down. I was probably down more than them. And, you know, going into the huddle then and listening to Carrington tell the guys, hey, it's nothing. We got five more minutes. We might as well play five more minutes and win the game. And I give our guys the credit for doing that, because most teams would be dejected. And you come out in overtime, and, you know, if you don't get off to a good start, you're probably done. And we did. They scored first, but then Jordan hit a free throw, and then he made a tough shot to give us the lead, and from there we just took off.
Visiting with Link Darner here, Sportsline Live, New Mail Medical Fan Studios. Chris and Marcus, glad to be with you. Coach, I got to ask you, with the Purdue background that you have, and Gene Cady and defense as the cornerstone, and I know Bruce Weber real well, his brother Ron. I'm so old playing pickup games with those guys, if you can believe that. But you have that as a foundation, the defense, really impressive. But when did your philosophy adopt the up-tempo? Because in many ways, that's kind of contrary, at least from the outside looking into what Purdue might do. Although, as Dick Bennett said, whatever your philosophy, have one, stick to it, believe it, and teach it, and you can do great things.
Yeah, I probably started learning when I went to work for Roger Lyons as an assistant at National University, and he played very up-tempo. He coached in the CBA, and played a very up-tempo game, and I really fell in love with it and said, if I ever become a head coach, that's the way I want to play. And, of course, I'd make changes along the way from the way that he did it when I became a head coach, and I've stuck with it. I believe in it. I think it's a great way to play. I think guys like playing it. And, you know, we still stress defense. I know a lot of times people think we don't because we give up points, but as I always try to tell people, when you have more possessions and the shot clock's shorter in our game because we shoot it a little bit quicker than most teams do, you're going to have more possessions. There's going to be more opportunities to score compared to a team that holds the ball and runs a shot clock down for 30 seconds every trip and waits till there's under five before they shoot it. And then they're considered sometimes a great defensive team, and sometimes I just think they're a bad offensive team. We'd like to be good at both, and I think in this tournament we were. I thought we were really good on the defensive end. I thought our guys really concentrated well and what we wanted to do with our game plan and how we wanted to try to take teams out of what they wanted to do. And I thought offensively, as the tournament went, I thought we got to shoot the ball a lot better, which I thought we would after getting through the first game, because it's first time playing in a new arena and all of a sudden people show up and it gives you a little bit different background to shoot in. But, you know, I learned a lot from Coach Cady and Coach Weber about the defense, and you know, I think we still play very good defense, but we just pick up, make teams try to play a little bit faster than what they want.
Coach Link Darner here on The Fan. I got to follow up. Four wins, 4 days with that style. really dispels a whole lot of myths, one that I didn't buy into. There's that. Could you talk about that? And then when you go into the tournament now, if you do happen to face a totally talented team, well, you can't try to run with them. Well, yeah, but the other way is to look at it. They're not going to, you know, flash you guys and make you like, what do we get into here because of the pace they play? It'll be commonplace for you guys.
Yeah, the 4 games in 4 days, I'll be honest, we never ever emphasized being tired or talked about it with the team. We just talked about let's get ready for the next one. You know, I think sometimes you can do that and guys can, you know, believe everything they hear. And I thought Jordan's comment was great after we beat Valpo is, you know, we play 3 games in a day in AAU basketball, so 4 games is nothing. And I think with the way we play and how we practice hard and we practice the way we play in a game, up and down our practices at Green Bay, or we pick up full court in practice and run up and down. So I think we were used to it. I don't think we ever hit a wall, which you worry about sometimes. And we had different guys step up and really make some big plays. Turner Botts and the one game against Milwaukee hit a couple big shots. Kevin Finley last night in the first half gave us 7 huge points right there in a row that got us into a double figures lead. And you know, I think our guys just didn't worry about that. They just said, let's go and play. And we talked about it from day one. If we get in the conference tournament, nobody's going to want to play us because of the way we play and how we play, you know, because they're going to be a little bit tired. And I thought, you know, that might have affected Wright State a little bit with their 4 games in 4 days that, you know, they had some shots at the beginning that were open and they missed them. And we were able to get out and run and get a lead, you know, where if they had a day rest or only played 1 game, those shots may have been different.
The Green Bay Phoenix headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 20 years. Coach, so you come to Green Bay, a lot of talent still on the team, but you had a lot of talent out the door, like a great senior class last year, Keeper Sykes, Greg Mays, and those guys. You had some transfers with the turnover, but then the guys that stuck around, what can you say about these seniors, Carrington Love, Jordan Faust, the leadership, and just overall the talent that remained here to lead the team to the NCAA tournament?
Well, I mean, they've had an unbelievable senior year, both of them. You know, their numbers have gone up, what they've done. And the thing I knew when I took the job is they had won a lot of games. And they were very experienced. They understood what it took to win and what you needed to do to win. And, you know, the thing that I talked to them about was, we want to get you guys your senior year into the NCAA tournament. I wanted our guys to believe in it. You know, we talked about it from day one about, hey, we want to go play in that. That's our goal, you know. And these guys have done a great job. Boy, have they grown as players this year. You know, I when I took the job, I talked to both of them. Carrington, I talked to him about, I think you could average 18 or 20 and really take off in my system with the things that you can do. And, you know, Jordan's a jack of all trades. I mean, he does everything. He scores it. He rebounds. He gets assists. He plays a point sometimes for us. He guards the other team's best player around the basket a lot of games. And you know, I thought he could be a guy that could average 14 points, 8 or 9 rebounds, 5 or 6 assists, and get a bunch of steals. And he's done all that. I think they really enjoyed playing the way we played. I think it's probably easier to go from a team that was more of a defense-oriented team and then going to a running team than going the other way. And they bought in, and they've done a great job leading us. And the best thing was seeing how happy both of them were because they've been close, mm-hmm. you know, and they've had the disappointment of losing and not getting in. And now their senior year, they get to go out and experience, I think, the best tournament around.
Visiting with Link Darner here on The Fan. Just a couple of quick ones. We'll let you go, Coach. But I don't sense, and it's hard to know from the outside, a lot of drama with your team. It seems like they really enjoy each other. They like playing together. And they know there's going to be plenty of shots, but they seem so into the moment, into the possession. Playing basketball at the end of the day is what they seem to be all about. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think that's what it is all about. I mean, I think it took us some time. You know, we added a couple players that have really come on, and Charles Cooper and Jamar Hurdle, who've been big for us. You know, Charles' last, like, 12 games, he's probably averaging close to 17 or 18 points. But I think it took us time and took them time to kind of find their niche. And then Jamar's been unbelievable off the bench for us, averaging double figures and doing a lot of different things for us, stepping out now and hitting threes. But, you know, sometimes it takes time for them to get used to the system, them to get used to playing with each other. But I think when you get going and we get playing the way we're capable of playing and everybody's scoring, I think they realize how good we could be. And we've been very balanced here lately scoring. We've got a lot of guys getting into double figures and sharing the ball. And and winning always helps. When you win, it doesn't matter. Nobody worries about how many points they have. They worry about whether you won the game or not. I wish we could keep playing right now because we're playing pretty well.
All right, Coach. Well, the big question, you know you're in the tournament. You won the conference tournament. You're headed to the big dance. Who do you want to play in round one?
Oh, we don't care. We don't care. We just want to see our name on Sunday night drawn out. And wherever they send us and whoever we play, we'll be happy and we'll go give it our all.
Coach, the spotlight is going to be on the Phoenix. What a wonderful thing for the program, for a first-year coach, for your athletic director, making of what seems to be just a wonderful hire here. People are just so excited. That spotlight's on now. The kids, I'm sure they're understanding, too. We got to keep it going now.
Oh, yeah, and I think they want to. I mean, you know, it's going to be tough whoever we draw. I mean, we know it's probably going to be one of the top eight teams in the country. And, you know, but, hey, that's what March Madness is all about. It's about upsets. And everybody wants to see the lower seed beat a higher seed. So we know we're going to be the lower seed. So we'll see what can happen. I know this. We'll go in, relax, and just go and have a lot of fun like we did here this past weekend. We kept it very relaxed. I think that's one of the big keys here. We didn't overemphasize anything. We just talked about going out and playing the way we're capable of playing.
Great stuff, Coach. Best of success here in the short term and long term here in Green Bay. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.